morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早。
I was this morning on the way here praying, and the Lord gave me this verse that our chairperson just read for us from Luke.
今天早上我开车过来的途中呢，我在向神祷告，神就赐给我刚才主席所念的那节经文。
And I was thinking about 2 months ago now, I think I was here sharing the word of God with you.
我记得两个月之前，我在这里跟大家分享神的话语。
And God can use rocks to praise Him. I thank Him that He can use me to deliver His word for you.
我想神既然能够让石头来赞美他，他也可以使用我来传讲他的话语。
So a couple years ago, our staff, our pastoral staff at our church, was meeting for to talk about preaching calendar.
几周几前，我们教会的教牧团队在开会讨论接下来的牧道的时间的安排。
One of the topics we talked about was singing.
我们的一个议题是歌唱，唱歌。
And we realized that we, of the 12 years of our church in existence, we've never once preached on singing.
我们意识到，在我们教会12年以来，从来没有一次讲过关于唱诗的道。
And I don't know when was the last time you've heard the preaching on singing.
我也不晓得本教会上次什么时候听到有关歌唱的正道。
Because we all know as Christians, singing is part of our lives. Singing is part of our worship service.
因为作为基督徒，我们都知道唱诗是我们作为是我们敬拜赞美的一部分。
And we probably spent at least a third of our worship time singing songs.
我们主日敬拜大概花三分之一的时间来唱赞美诗，唱诗。
And some churches spend up to a half.Thank you.
Sorry.
No, no worries.
I just want to come up and show my face.
I think we're good like that. That's good, yeah.
This is good?
We're good, yeah.
All right.
Good, good. That's all. Thank you. And some churches spend up to half of the worship service singing songs.
有的教会他们更是花一半的时间在唱赞美诗。
I think it's important for us to realize, to come to a conviction from the Word of God, why...We sing.
所以我想对我们来讲是很重要的，我们要从神的话语中得到激励，学习为什么我们歌唱。
What are we called to do as we sing to the Lord?
当我们向神歌唱的时候，神对我们的呼召是什么？
Two pictures came to my mind when I think of singing in the church.
当我想到在教会中歌唱，就有两幅画面浮现在脑海。
If you were not here last time when I was preaching, I was introduced. My wife and I used to go to CCFC Alhambra.
上次我来正道的时候，我大家听到我和我太太曾经去一个我们的姐妹教会。
And the first time I went, it was Communion Sunday.
我第一次去那个教会也是主餐主日。
I've never experienced communion that way.
我从来没有经历过那样的一种主餐。
We have worship service.
我们有敬拜
and then people gather back again, and then everyone just have a hymn booklet in front of them, and not really anyone up front.
然后大家就回到会堂，每人都有一本赞美诗，并没有人在前面带领。
And before I know it, people were just praying.
但是呢，我很快的，人们就开始祷告。
People start saying numbers.
他们开始说一些数字。
A little while, I then realized it's the number of the hymn book that they were singing.
花了一点时间，我意识到那是赞美诗的数字编号。
And it really impressed upon my heart this closeness, this intimacy with the Lord. There's a genuineness in their singing to the Lord.
那我就感受到，在他们向神歌唱的时候，有这样一种亲密的、真诚的关系。
And really marked my heart as I think about worshiping and singing to the Lord.
所以呢，在我的心里留下了很深刻的印象。当我思想。向神赞美歌唱。
And later on, there's that opportunity that I've been, most of you have been to church retreat or conferences.
那后来呢，大家也经历过像教会的退休会开大会。
It was one of the bigger Christian conferences and big speakers, well-known speakers.
那这种大会呢，一般就会有好多的基督徒来参加，还会有一些有名的传道者。
As I walked into the worship center,There are a bunch of younger guys. I mean, I'm young, but they're even younger, 20s.
所以我进入了会堂呢，就有一些年轻人，比我这么年轻还要年轻的年轻人在那里。
And they're all gathering around the entrance with their phone, talking to one another.
他们呢就在门口彼此交谈，他们拿着他们的手机。
The worship started up front.
那赞美呢在前面已经开始了。
They are still in the back, texting, sharing, taking pictures, talking to one another.
他们还是在后面呢发短信，然后彼此讲话、拍照片。
Then after 15 minutes of singing, the sermon portion came.
那么十五分钟的敬拜结束了，开始讲道的部分。
And I saw these 20-year-olds.Start walking in and start sitting down.
然后就看到这些二十几岁的年轻人才开始走进来坐下。
They opened their Bible, they opened up their iPad, the Apple Pencil is ready to go, and they're ready to take notes.
那他们打开他们的圣经是电子版的，拿起电子笔要准备要写笔记了。
I confess, I judge them.
啊，我要不得不承认我在论断他们。
Where have you been the last 15 minutes?
刚才十五分钟你们都在干嘛？
Was that part not that important to us as Christians to sing to the Lord?
那对基督徒来说，难道向神歌唱不是很重要的吗？
Is the preaching of the word the only thing that's going on among us as churches, among us brothers and sisters?
那么作为教会的弟兄姐妹，难道只有讲道才是重要的吗？
So today I want to share with you from the word of God about singing as a local congregation, as a body of Christ.
所以今天我想跟大家分享的就是作为基督的肢体，作为本地的教会，我们如何用歌唱来敬拜神？
There are really only two passages in New Testament that talks about singing.
在新约里，只有两段经文是讲到歌唱。
In the Old Testament, there's a whole book called the Book of Psalms talking about singing.
旧约里有整本书诗篇是有关歌唱。
So if you have your Bible with you, can you please turn to Colossians chapter 3?
大家可以翻开圣经到哥罗西书三章。
Colossians 3 is where we're going to focus on. Ephesians 5:19 is the other passage.
在以弗所五章十九节是另外一段谈到歌唱的经文。
So we're going to read from Colossians chapter 3, verse 12.
我们从哥罗西书三章十二节读起。
Hear what it says. The word of God says this through Paul. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts,Kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Can you read Chinese every other one? Yeah. Can you read Chinese in 13?
13, yeah, sure. 那在十三节是，如果有人对别人有嫌隙，总要彼此宽容，互相饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要照样饶恕人。
Verse 14, and above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony.
又要让基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们蒙召归为一体，也是为了这个缘故，你们要有感谢的心。
Verse 16, let the word teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Verse 17.
I don't have 17.
I can read in English. Okay. And whatever.Word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. So here's one of the passages that we have, one of two in the New Testament talking about singing, instruction about singing.
所以呢，这就是新约里两段谈到歌唱的经文中之一。
One thing I want us to notice, this is not instruction for the pastors or worship leaders.
我想提醒大家，这不是只对牧师或者是敬拜团队领袖的经
文。Paul, this letter Christians in Colossae.
保罗写这封信是给哥罗西当地整个教会的。
It is meant for the congregation, the whole body of Christ, singing together.
它是为了让整个教会的肢体一起歌唱。
And there's a difference between congregation and a Christian concert.
那么在会众歌唱和基督音乐会
Because concert is about people up front.
因为音乐会我们都注意在前面的人
A church that sings together is about the church, the people of God together.
但是一起歌唱的教会是关于会众的一群基督徒
The concert is about the stage.
音乐会是有关这个舞台
A congregation is about the pews and the seats that we're all sitting on.
那会众歌唱呢，是我们所坐的每一个座位。
See, concert singing is about professional music.
那么音乐会是关于这唱得非常好、专业的演唱。
But the type of music that God is calling us to sing together as a congregation is about the unity of our voices together.
但是神所呼召我们会众一同歌唱，是有关我们在一起的和谐。
In our singing, it was meant to sing for one another and for the Lord.
我们一起歌唱是为彼此歌唱，为神歌唱。
Part of my spirit, the navigators.
我的属灵的背景是导航者。
And the navigators have this famous symbol called the wheel illustration.
那么导航者有这样一个著名的一个标志。
He talked about fellowshipping.With one another.
是谈到彼此团契。
The importance of fellowshipping lives crossing and mixing together as the body.
作为基督的肢体，很重要的是基督徒彼此的交通，彼此的连结。
Fellowship is more than attendance.
团契不仅仅是很消极的接受。
In fact, Philippians 1, that it is a participation. There's an activeness of that of our lives together.For the sake of the gospel.
在腓立比书一章，保罗提到是我们要很积极的彼此的交流，要活出基督的生命。
First Corinthians chapter 14:26 talks about the body of Christ, what it is for.
哥林多前书十四章提到基督的肢体是怎么样的。
It says that what then, brothers, when you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or interpretation. Let all things be done for building up.
弟兄们，那么应该怎么办呢？你们聚集在一起的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻译出来的话，一切都应该能造就人。
That first worship ought to be to the Lord.
首先最为重要的是，我们的敬拜是为了神。
But Christ, as we gather, it is for one another, building up one another.
其次，教会肢体聚集是为了造就彼此。
And so I want.Have this in the background as we go to chapter 3.
让我们把这些放在我们的脑海里，然后再回来读哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 12 says this, Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you. So you must also forgive.
哥罗西书三章十二到十三节，所以你们既然是神所拣选的，是圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯的心肠，恩慈、谦卑、温柔和忍耐。如果有人对别人有嫌隙，总要彼此宽容，互相饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要照样饶恕人。
So as Christians, as the Church of Jesus Christ, we are called to put on, like putting on clothes, as we came to church today, that we're great quality, godly, holy qualities.
所以呢，作为神的子民，我们来到教会，我们就像穿衣服一样，要穿上这些非常美好的、宝贵的品质。
We're to be holy and we're to be passionate.
我们需要是圣洁的、充满爱的。
We're to be kind.
要有恩慈。
We're to be humble and meek.
谦卑温柔。
Be patient.
忍耐。
Forgiving each other.
彼此饶恕。
And Paul's train of thought is that we are supposed to be these.Godly people putting on these characters through Christ.
保罗的想法是我们作为神的子民要穿上耶稣基督赐给我们的这样的品质。
But that not only we put this on for God alone.
我们不仅仅这样做为了神。
He said it was to one another.
也同样是为了彼此。
Just like in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 earlier, that we are to be for one another.
就像之前哥林多前书所讲到的，我们是为了彼此造就。
Because verse 12 tells us that we are God's chosen ones.
因为十二节提到我们是神所拣选的。
Verse 13 is bearing with one another.
十三节讲到要彼此宽容。
Verse 15 says that we are one body.
十五节说到我们归为一体。
That we are to interact with one another.
我们要彼此交流。
And when we do that,
当我们如此行
Paul says in verse 14,
保罗在十四节提到
15节 He says, And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts to which indeed you were called in one body and be thankful.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主你们也为此蒙召归为一体且要存感谢的心
When we exhibit these qualities that we all know is very godly qualities and character, something happens.
当我们能够行出这些我们都知道是属灵的敬虔的品质的时候，有一些奇妙的事情会发生。
That the peace of Christ enter into our hearts.
基督的平安会进入我们心里。
But I like the word that scripture used. Actually, I misspoke. He did not say enter. He says rule in your hearts.
我喜爱经文所使用的字眼，他不是说进入你们心里，而是在你们心里做主。
It was early yesterday morning, and you may be still sleeping. Something big happened in the world.
你知道昨天早上你们可能还在睡觉，但是世上发生了一件大事。
In England, King Charles became king. Finally.
英国啊，这个查尔斯王子终于成了查尔斯国王。
See, when we talk about rule, it is a kingdom word, a king word.
当我们讲到做主，我们就是讲到君王的这种。有尊严的主权。
Then when we exhibit these qualities, God's peace so ruling, taking control, mastering our hearts.
所以当我们能够行出这些宝贵的品质的时候，神的平安就在我们心里做王做主，有掌控。
Probably today as you're sitting here, many things are ruling your hearts, just as it is to me in my heart.
今天在座的大家可能跟我一样，心里都有一些掌控我们的力量。
Some of us are being ruled by the uncertainty of your life.
有些人可能被这种生命中的不确定性掌控。
Some of you are being ruled by fear, anxiety that's going on.
或者是那些一些恐惧或焦虑。
Some of you are, your hearts are being ruled by the potential of losing a job, potential of losing someone you love.
或者呢，你们的心中也是被那种担心失去工作、失去所爱的人所掌控。
But Paul said we need to be ruled by something completely different, not by circumstances, by the peace of Christ.
但保罗说到，我们的心在我们心里做主的不是那些，而是神的平安。
But I want to bring back again this point.
那我再一次讲回到这个要点。
That this is not an individual exercise.
这不是一个个人的行动。
This is a communal commitment and practice toward one another.
这是一个团体，彼此的交通和彼此的委身。
Through COVID, I picked up a hobby.
在新冠期间，我有了一个新的爱好。
My wife probably won't see it as a hobby, probably more of an obsession. But
我太太可能要说这是我的一个很着迷、上瘾的一个。
Since the only place open during COVID was a golf driving range.
因为新冠的时候，这个打高尔夫球的一个场地是开门的。
And I decided that I will pick up how to play golf.
所以我就决定我要学打高尔夫球。
Now, if any of you ever been to a driving range before or drove by one,
如果你曾经去过这种打高尔夫球的场地
，you will see this big, huge grass out there, and then there are a lot of stalls separating.、嗯、
你会看到一片很大片的草地，然后前面有一个一个小小的一块一块的地方。
My wife loves me enough that one day she decided to show up and just go with me, watch me hit golf balls.
所以我太太那么爱我，她有一天就跟我一块儿去打高尔夫球。
And that day she made a really insightful observation.
那天呢，她做出了一个很有洞见的观察。
She's like, the driving range sometimes feels like a church.
她说这个你打球的这一块场地有一点像教会。
Because everyone is at their own stall.
因为每个人都在自己所属的那一小块地方。
They probably go to the same stall every day if they go, or once a week they go to the same spot.
他们每天或每周都去同一块这个场地。
Everyone is doing the same exact thing, driving the ball out, some farther, some right in front of their feet.
每个人都在那里打球，有的人打得很远，有的人就打在脚前。
But they never talk to one another.
但他们彼此从来不讲话。
Even the person who is working range, I can't hit the ball off. No one will come and say, "Can I help you?"
即使是我很糟糕，我都碰不到球，也没有人来帮我。
They're all doing the exact same thing, but they're not living in community and for one another.
他们都在做同样的事情，但是他们并不是活在一个团体里面。
And Paul is saying these qualities, that peace of Christ that can rule your heart, needs to come from the body of Christ for one another.
那保罗说到，如果你想要神的平安在你心里做主，基督的肢体就要彼此造就。
I have a diagram. I think on the next slide. Can you turn to the next slide, please? Next slide. I think most of the time, church one another looks like the picture on the right.
我想大部分时候教会的生活像右边这个图。
Oh, your left, my right. There's a red star if you can't see up there.
我们的右手边上面有一个红星。
They might be your pastor, your small group leaders, your Sunday school teachers.
他们可能是牧师、长老或者是主日学老师、小组长。
The one another interaction works like that. The leaders will reach out to the congregation members, the small group leaders, small group members. It's very and very limited.
那么这些教会的领袖呢，就单独的跟教会的个人联系，所以是一个单方向的。
But the idea of fellowship, the idea of being the body of Christ, the church of Jesus, actually looks more like the one on my left, your right.
但是理想中的教会生活应该是像我们的左手边。
What do you notice?
你注意到了什么？
It's messy.
蛮混乱的样子。
There's a lot of arrows going everywhere.
我们有很多的箭头指向不同的方向。
There's interaction, there's relational equity. There are building into each other's lives, not just from leaders to congregation to church, but among members of the church.
所以大家看到这里有很多繁忙的交通、团契、彼此连结和造就，不只是教会领袖单方向的，而是有很多方向的。
That every member is a giver.
每一个教会的成员都是一个付出者，
not just a getter.
而不仅仅是一个接受者。
Every member is a contributor.
每个人都有所贡献，
not just a consumer.
而不仅仅是消费者。
It doesn't matter. Paul did not say that old people, now you sing louder and serve those who are younger.
保罗不是说年长的你们要唱大声一点服侍年轻人。
No, young people, you are part of the church. You need to serve. You need to contribute to the overall body of Christ.
年轻人，你们也要服侍，你们也要歌唱，你们也要成为基督肢体的一部分。
Now, up to this point, I haven't talked about singing at all.
到现在我都还没有讲到歌唱。
Because this is really important, because as we follow the train of thought of what Paul is saying here,
因为这很重要，当我们学习保罗的思路。
He's calling us to put on these character, godly character in our lives, in community.
他是教导我们要穿上基督里的品质。
We are to relinquish the rule of our hearts by other things and let the peace of Christ rule over our hearts.
我们要在一个团体中，我们要放弃生命中其他掌控我们心的，而要让神的平安来掌控我们。
Then we went to verse 16, where really is very went with this idea.
那十六节很有意思的，保罗讲到这个意思，这个想法。
In verse 16, Paul continues that not only do you let the peace of Christ to rule your heart, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.Teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom.
保罗继续讲到，你们要让基督的道丰丰富富地住在你们心里，以各样的智慧彼此教导，互相劝诫。
And obviously, he's making reference to the Word of God.
显然，他是谈到基督的道。
He said that not only do pastors, ministry leaders, small group leaders teach and admonish the members, but the members ought to be teaching, admonishing one another with all wisdom.
他讲到在教会里面这些教导劝诫不仅仅是从教会领袖传向会众，而是大家也要彼此以各样的智慧彼此教导互相劝诫。
That the word of God is essential.
神的道是至关重要的。
Now it wouldn't be a surprise for us if Paul just put a period right there and said that's all the instruction I give you.
那我们也不会惊讶如果保罗就在这里结束了。
Because it would have been right for it because we are trained to think the word of God is central and it isWe should teach, admonish with the word of God.
那因为我们所受到的教导都是说，神的道是至关重要，的确是。那么我们就彼此教导，互相劝诫，好了，就结束在这里。
But what is odd, at least to me, is that Paul went on.
但是我觉得，对我来讲很奇怪的是，保罗继续讲下去。
Because it's not just that the word of Christ dwell in you richly teaching and admonishing, but the manner by which we teach and admonish also include another activity, another practice that we so often practice and forgotten.
因为保罗不仅仅讲到要神的道彼此教导互相劝诫，他讲到我们要用另外一些方式，这些活动我们常常做，但常常忘了为什么。
Because verse 16 went on to say, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.With the attitude of thankfulness in your hearts to God.
因为十六节接下来讲到要用诗章、圣诗、灵歌，怀着感恩的心歌颂神。
In at least in ESV, it's not as clear, but if I go to a different version, NIV and New King James, any other version, I think Chinese also has it.
那么我们如果读到其他的版本，我们会更深刻的了解它的意义。
That the word of Christ to dwell in us through this vehicle, through this means, this activity of singing psalms, hymns, and psalms to God and for one another.
因为要让基督的道丰丰富富住在我们心里，要透过这种唱诗灵歌，要在这种唱诗灵歌的活动里面来做到。
Let me be very clear. Paul is not saying singing is enough on its own.
那我想要澄清，保罗不是说歌唱就足够了。
Singing is not meant to replace the word of God preached and learned and taught.
歌唱并不能取代神的道被传讲和被学习。
But singing is an essential part of our worship toward God.
但是歌唱是我们向神敬拜非常重要的一部分。
What that means is singing is not just the activity we did before the preacher come up just to prepare our hearts.
唱诗并不仅仅是我们在听到之前为了预备我们的心而做的。
That congregational singing is not meant to hype us up so that we'll be ready for the game to hear the word of God.
所以呢，会众歌唱不是说赛前预热，让我们要准备好来听神的道。
Singing, congregational singing is meant to be a part of our worship to God.
会众的一起歌唱是我们对神敬拜的一部分。
While it doesn't supersede, undermines, or replace the word of God,
它不能够取代或者使传讲的道更不重要。
But what it does is it complements, it accents, it accompanies the word of God in our worship.
但是呢，它是对我们传讲神的道是有所补充、有所注意，能够提升我们对神的敬拜。
And as we are singing, we are teaching one another, we're admonishing one another through songs.
当我们当我们歌唱的时候，透过诗章、圣诗歌唱的时候，我们就是在彼此教导、彼此劝诫。
How does our singing accent the teaching of the Word of God?
那么我们的歌唱如何强调神话语的教导呢？
I have no idea what accent color was until I bought our house 12 years ago.
十二年前我买了我的房子，我才学习到什么叫做一些亮色，强调一些。室内装饰的一些颜色。
My wife said I only know three colors: white, gray, and blue.
我太太说，我只知道三种颜色：白色、灰色和蓝色。
That practically makes up my whole wardrobe.
那就是我整个。
But when we first bought our house, I remember this guy came into and talked to me and said, "What kind of accent color do you want on your wall?"
那我第一次买了房子，我记得这个人室内装饰的人进来说，你们的墙上要有什么样的亮色？
I don't know, white?
我不知道白色吧。
Whatever that wall is, color the same thing as that wall.
对啊，就是你看这个颜色是什么，你就照样做好了。
And soon I learned that accent color is supposed to bring that original color up to the forefront.
那后来我就学习到这个亮色，这个强调色是要把这些背景上的颜色呢更加的高光出来。
It is to come along.
它是要作为一个好的陪衬
，to accompany it，
要很好的协调这些背景上的颜色。
There are two ways that singing help accent the word of God in our lives.
那么有两种方式，歌唱可以使神的道在我们的心中得到强调和高光。
One, it helps us to remember.
首先，它帮助我们记忆。
I guarantee you, I haven't been to your children's program, but if you go to a children's program, they sing a lot.
What program?
Children's program.
如果你去儿童敬拜，你就会知道他们一直在歌唱。
Because all of us learn through songs.
因为我们从小到大都是透过诗歌来学习神的话。
There are some of us here probably know the word, some of the lyrics of the Christian songs that we sing, maybe even better than the word of God itself.
那我们当中有些人可能透过一些赞美诗的歌词，我们的熟悉度比我们对神的道的熟悉度还要高。
Songs, that's why the importance of choosing good songs by our worship leaders matters.
所以就是为什么我们敬拜领袖他们选择的诗歌很重要。
Right now my kids is memorizing the Beatitudes.
现在我的孩子们呢正在记忆背诵这个登山宝训。
They are singing a song that is related to it.
是跟着登山宝训有关的。
I think I have another slide after this. A while back, my kids were doing some catechism, basically memorizing different answers to spiritual questions.
那我的孩子们也参与这个新城要理问答，就是记忆一些属灵的问答。
And this particular curriculum comes with songs of the answers.
那这里这个教程呢，它会有这些诗歌来帮助记忆这些问答。
Every morning we will play those songs as we drop them off at school.
那每天早上我们送他们孩子们上学路上就唱这些歌。
And slowly it helps them to gather and memorize to treasure the word of God in their hearts.
那这些就帮助他们记忆背诵和保爱神的话语。
But not only does it help us to remember.
但是诗歌不仅仅帮助我们记忆
It actually prepares us for battles.
它也帮助我们预备好征战
Do you remember Saul, King Saul, in the Old Testament?
大家记得旧约里的扫罗王吗
He was having this serious battle, inner battle against a harmful spirit in 1 Samuel chapter 16.
在撒母耳记上16节讲到他有对一个恶灵在征战
Do you remember what was he trying to find to cure what he was battling in his heart?
大家记得他用什么样的方法试图要医治他心里的这个与恶灵的征战吗
？He called for a musician.
他招来了一个音乐家。
You know what was his name?
记得他的名字吗
？King David, eventually become King David.
就是大卫，后来的大卫王。
The Battle of Jericho.
在耶利哥城的征战。
Who are the people who are leading that absurd marching around the wall?
是谁带领民众绕城行走
？It was the worship team, way bigger than what we had this morning, probably.
是我们的敬拜团队。
And they were leading the people to march around to sing to give praise to our God.
他们带领民众绕城行走，在赞美歌唱神。
In Jehoshaphat battled against Moabites and Ammonites in 2 Chronicles.Chapter 20.
Okay. 在历代志下二十章提到约沙法带领众人跟哥辖族和可拉族。
And they are about to engage this battle.
他们呢就要开始征战。
Notice how they prepare for battle.
注意到他们如何预备征战。
Then Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah, inhabitants of Jerusalem,fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the Kohathites and the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord and the God of Israel with a very loud voice.
你看约沙法就面伏于地，犹大众人和耶路撒冷的居民也俯伏在耶和华面前叩拜耶和华。哥辖族和可拉族的立位人都起来，用极大的声音赞美耶和华以色列的神。
The songs that we sing.
我们唱的赞美诗
that are based on the word of God
是根据于神的话语
prepare us
for battles 为我们的征战做预备
because let's be real there are some of us who have some battles in our lives today
因为让我们面对现实我们很多人在生活中有一些征战
like King Saul the enemy was at work in his heart
就像扫罗王仇敌在我们的心中与我们征战
we're wonderingAm I really loved by God?
有的时候我们怀疑神真的爱我吗
Am I useful or useless?
我是有用的还是无用的
Does anyone ever care?
有人在乎吗
See, we need the word of God, accent with the songs of God, to be affirmed that we are loved by God.
所以我们需要神的话语，而且是透过诗歌被强调，我们是被神所深爱的。
Because some of us,needed someone to sing over us.
因为我们当中有些人需要有人用诗歌来遮蔽我们。
That we're no longer slave to fear.
我们不再是恐惧的奴隶。
But that we're a child of God.
而是神的儿女。
Some of us battling some pretty impossible stuff.
我们当中有些人在与一些不大可能的解决的困难征战。
You feel like you are the Israelites.Going around and around Jericho walls.
我们就感觉像是以色列人绕着这个耶利哥的高墙在行走。
You needed to someone to sing over you because you don't have the strength to sing it on your own. You need the body of Christ to sing over you.
你需要基督的肢体来为你唱歌，来鼓舞你。
Like the lyrics in Do It Again, walking around these walls, I thought by now they would fall, but you have never failed me.
就像经文里讲到，我们绕城好几周了，应该要 倒塌了吧，你从来没有让我失望。
Some of us are battling some enemies in our lives.
我们当中有一些人与生命中的一些仇敌在征战。
Secret sins that none of us here know about.
可能我们有一些隐藏不现的罪，别人都不知道。
You're fighting against rebellious teenagers and children that are walking away from the faith.
我们可能是在有所挣扎，因为有一些叛逆的青年人，他们要从信仰中走远偏离。
We're fighting against apathy.Spiritual apathy in our lives today. We're sitting here, but we don't want to be here.
Apathy.
无动于衷。
无动于衷。哦，我们有一些人就是对信仰呢失去了火热，就是坐在这里，但是心中其实无动于衷。
We needed the church to sing, "Behold our God, seated on the throne. Come, let us bow and adore Him."
我们需要会众这样的歌唱，仰望我神，高坐在宝座上，让我们匍匐在他面前。
That even at my worst day, I want to behold my King.
就在我最困难、最沮丧的日子，我需要仰望神。
See, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
We need to first sing to the Lord.
我们首先要对神歌唱。
But we also need to sing over one another.
但我们也要为了造就彼此歌唱。
We also need to sing for one another.
我们要为彼此歌唱。
Because at times we will show up here, we can't sing the words that we're looking up at the screen because we find it hard to believe in it.
有的时候我们进来会堂，我们看着屏幕上的歌词，但我们心中并不相信。
We need our brothers and sisters around us to sing loudly around us so that I will remember that God is still in control.
我们需要弟兄姐妹大声的歌唱，提醒我们神仍然掌权。
Just like those four friends who lowered this paralytic.Down from the roof just to get close to Jesus.
就像那个瘫痪人的四个朋友，他们从屋顶上把那个人瘫痪的人放下去，好跟耶稣接近。
See, brothers and sisters, we need to sing.
弟兄姐妹们，我们需要歌唱。
We're commanded to sing to the Lord.
神命令我们要对他歌唱。
We're called to teach and admonish one another through the Word of God and through songs that are about the Word of God to one another, for one another.
我们被教导，我们要以各样的智慧彼此教导，互相劝诫，用诗章、圣诗、灵歌。
I want to end today giving us five ways to sing better.
今天我要用一个有五种方式，让我们能够更好的歌唱来结束今天的讲道。
That will require no money.
不需要钱。
You don't have to take singing lessons.
你不需要去上唱歌课。
In fact, these are not.Counsel, advice that's given through me, actually is given by two men, together wrote over 6,000 hymns and songs.
不是我想出来的这个方式，而是有两个人，他们写了超过6,000首赞美诗。
It was Charles and John Wesley.
就是约翰和查尔斯·卫斯理。
In fact, earlier I just took a peep of the rundown. We're singing one of their songs later. And can it be?
那我刚才看了，我们接下来今天敬拜，接下来也要唱一首他们所写的诗歌的一首。
The two brothers are influential in the movement of God in this world, in this country.
这两兄弟呢，对于神在这个国家他的事工有深远的影响力。
John is a theologian, Charles is a songwriter.
约翰是一个神学家，查尔斯是一个写圣诗的作者。
The first thing they told us, they encouraged us and counseled us to do is we are to sing all.
他首先教导我们，我们要全体一起歌唱。
That we all together are singing.
我们所有的人一起歌唱。
That it doesn't matter if you're on pitch, off key, we sing together.
不管你是唱的走调还是在调上我们都要一起唱。
Psalm 100.Make a joyful music. Make a joyful noise to the Lord.
所以在诗篇一百篇，不是说我们要发出大声的这个音乐，而是大声的声音，任何的声音，响声。
And I understand sometimes some of us are more introverted or shy.
我也知道我们当中有些人比较内向，比较害羞。
But for the sake of one another, for the sake most importantly to the Lord, let's sing all together.
但是为了彼此的缘故，更重要，为了神的缘故，让我们一起歌唱。
But not only all to sing, but we are also to sing lustily.
我们不仅要全体歌唱，还要放声歌唱。
Now we don't necessarily use the same word with the same meaning in today's world.
现代英语这个词可能有不同的含义。
But thank you for whoever translated this actually get the correct translation.
Thank you.
A genuine heart to the Lord. Not only are we to sing all, we're to sing lustily, courageously. We're to sing, they're calling us, encouraging us to sing modestly. That our voice is not above everybody else in the congregation. Nor our voice is under the rest of the congregation. That we will sing in unity. That one voice should not distract another. That the worship team should not be the only one singing. That we're joining them, following them as they facilitate and lead us in singing to the Lord for one another.
所以不是敬拜团队在这里表演，而是全会众要跟着他们的领导一同的同心的歌唱， 为了彼此，为了神。
We're also to sing in time.
我们也要按节奏唱。
Not too fast.
不要太快。
Not too slow.
不要太慢。
That's why the worship team have a great task, an honorable task to lead us in singing.
所以我们需要, 我们的敬拜团队带领我们在歌唱。
But above all,
但最重要的,
the most important is this.
超乎以上几点的,
that we are to sing spiritually.
我们要属灵歌唱。
That we will have to be singing with our eyes toward God.
我们歌唱要让我们的眼神专注于神。
That every word that we're singing,
我们唱的每一个字,
it is to the Lord.
都是为了神。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 17, it says, whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
所以在哥罗西书第三章提到， 无论做什么都要从心里做， 像是给主做的， 不是给人做的。
So let's sing together.
所以让我们一同歌唱。
Let's sing with a whole heart.
让我们全心歌唱。
Because it just so might happen that someone next to you needed to hear what is on that, in that song.
因为你不知道， 可能你身边的某一个人正需要听到这样的鼓励。
That God would use that song to encourage that person.
神正要透过你所唱的这首歌来鼓励这个人，
and even admonish that person，
或者是要劝诫那个人。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we come before you. We're so grateful that you are God of peace.
天父，我们来到你的面前， 我们何等感恩你是那赐平安的神。
Lord, we want to come before you and let the peace of Christ rule in us today.
主啊, 我们愿意来到你的面前, 让神的平安在我们心里作王。
Thank you for your word.
感谢你的道。
Would you cut us deep into our hearts?
让它能够深深地扎入我们的心里。
And help us to respond in obedience to you.
帮助我们能够顺服地回应你的话。
God, as we sing, every single time when we gather together.
让我们每次聚集的时候都一同歌唱。
Lord, help us to be thankful for this gift of music.
主啊, 帮助我们对这样音乐的恩赐心怀感恩。
We give thanks to those who are authors and writers of these lyrics.
我们为了这些圣诗的作词作曲者感恩。
Some generations past.
世代过去。
That you would use these words to encourage, to teach us, to admonish us, to encourage us, so that we may be full and mature in before you.
但是你仍然用这些诗歌能够帮助我们彼此教导，互相劝诫， 好让你的道丰丰富富地住在我们心里。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
you are our audience of one.
你是我们唯一的听众。
Receive our singing.
求你悦纳我们的歌唱。
May it be pleasing and acceptable in your sight.
让我们的歌唱能够在你的眼中看为合宜，看为喜乐。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求。